Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The last presidential election saw 72% of participation of voters in Virginia, and the last election for governor had a 47% turnout. But the last general election primary, only 8% of voters participated. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says that has an influence on the outcome.
The smaller the turnout, the more extreme that participation is going to be. It creates an environment perhaps where centrists don't do very well, but it does give political loyalists a particularly high opportunity to be heard.
Quentin Kidd, Christopher Newport University, warns that 8% is a statewide number, and the vast majority of seats have no competition.
What we should be looking at is turnout in those contested races rather than turnout across the entire Commonwealth. So 8% isn't great, but more voters need to be given more choices, and the more choices more voters have, the more voters will actually turn out and vote.
Numbers compiled by the Virginia Public Access Project show voter turnout for primaries is actually much higher than participation in other methods of choosing candidates, firehouse primaries, or party conventions. I'm Michael Pope.